I see a lot of entrepreneurs who want the rewards of being a business owner without accepting the responsibilities of being one. So if the thought of having the responsibilities that come with the outcome that you want overwhelms you, you're not ready to have that outcome. In other words, if you want a £1 million seven-figure business, but you still can't trust employees or you have a hard time making fast decisions, or if you want an amazing physique, but yet you can't yet find time to hit the gym and prep your meals, or if you say you want the perfect relationship or partner, but you still get jealous and possessive and emotionally react, then that is why you're not achieving those things in your life yet. So you need to look at what makes you feel overwhelmed and then realize that somebody else out there does have what you want and deals with the same problems you're going through now, but it doesn't get them down. It doesn't stop those people. And the way to put it is this: life will not give you fireworks if it thinks you're going to hurt yourself when you get them. So again, you have to think about, are your actions and reactions lining up with the outcomes you say you want to have? Another way of saying this is, are you being the person you need to be to have and do the things that you want to have and do? That's a big part of this. So when it comes to changing responsibility, getting the responsibility means literally the ability to respond. Think about that. The word responsibility, this is the key to success because it literally means the ability to respond. Responsibility. Do you have the ability to respond to circumstances? Because if you don't, then you are reacting to circumstances. You either react or you can respond. And the difference is, when you react to a circumstance, the reason that the word react is generally conceded to be negative is because it has a negative connotation with the fact that you are simply acting the same way you did before. So something happens, an event happens, a trainer steals from you, somebody betrays you, somebody pisses you off, you get a big bill, you stub your toe, whatever, something bad happens, and you react the same way you reacted before, typically in a negative or non-empowering fashion. You got angry, butt hurt, you made an ego decision, you got afraid, you retracted. And what life is telling you, when you keep asking for a different outcome, life will often send you the same outcome again. The same thing that happened before will happen again to test to see if you're actually going to respond differently or if you're just going to react the same way. So this is why people that want to get out of situations, they want to improve their circumstances, they often don't get to the next level because every time life throws the same problem at them, they react the same old way, which is telling life, I have not graduated this level yet. Because if you think about it, the true mark of change is not if the outside circumstance is different. The true mark that you have changed and grown as a person and can respond is that you respond differently even if the outside still looks the same. So again, let's say something bad keeps happening. Let's use like an example like relationships. A lot of people will have a toxic relationship, break up with that person, and then the next relationship they're in, it's like a mirror image of the same person with a different name. And they repeat all the same mistakes all over again. And this cycle just keeps happening and happening and happening until this person says, why can't I ever find anyone who's on the level I truly want? And you can't find that person because you react to the same problems, the same level, the same way. What has to happen is you have to go through that situation again where maybe you meet the next person who again is the same kind of person as your ex, but you have to respond differently, meaning you may have to vet them a little bit harder to see if they really are the person you're looking for. You have to maybe raise your standards and look for something different. You have to not jump into a relationship too soon and react to your emotions like you did in the past. There's something you have to do differently the next time you approach that same situation. Maybe, for example, it could be that you get frustrated because you want to make more money, and then you get a big unexpected bill, or your car breaks down and you have to fix your car or fix your boiler. And if you keep getting angry, fearful, contracted, because now you think, there's not enough money, and you will usually then, that cue will send you on a trigger to go back to old habits, which probably are the things keeping you from not having more money. Whereas instead, if you simply respond differently to that unexpected bill coming in and say, okay, I've got this unexpected £1,000 bill to pay out of nowhere. Okay, maybe you don't feel great about it, but you at least respond, you slow down, you create a space between the stimulus and your response to it and say, okay, well, this can't be helped, but what can I do proactively to make that extra money and do X, Y, Z? And just by you responding in a more proactive way, you're more likely to go and find a solution. And you're more likely then to really build your emotional resilience so that you don't get afraid if something like that happens again. And the minute you start lowering your fear, you will start taking bigger actions, you'll start taking bigger risks, and then, before you know it, you start getting better outcomes because you changed. You have to change first, and then life will change circumstances back at you. So again, a lot of business owners, they get frustrated because they want the rewards of being an entrepreneur, but they haven't taken on the responsibilities of being one. What are the responsibilities of being a business owner or getting any outcome you want? The responsibility you have to take on to get any outcome in life is that you have to literally be that person first. In other words, you have to be and act like that person would, with practicing the same qualities, responding to situations in the way that person would. And then you're going to be able to do the things that person would do, and therefore you will get the things that person would get. Another quick example. In fitness, if you say you want an astonishingly good physique, you want to be 6% body fat, you want to be in phenomenal shape, you want to be a true role model, then basically you have to, if you want to go and compete in bodybuilding shows, you have to first adopt the mindset of a bodybuilding champion. You have to say, if I already was the champion of bodybuilding in my country or my nation or whatever it's going to be, how would I act? How would I look at this thing? What decisions would I make about this? Would I prep my meals in advance? Would I invest more into a coach? Would I stop drinking on the weekends? Would I completely cut out pizza? That's what you have to do, is think, first of all, how would the champion, the person who has that, the champion bodybuilder, or how would the seven-figure entrepreneur deal with that? Or how would a solid, respectable, masculine father or husband deal with that? Once you get into that mind frame and understand just what qualities that person would have, how they would respond and make a decision about something that they were faced with, then you can act and do as they would. And again, when you act the way they would, because you've thought the way they think, you are then far, far more likely to get the things they have. And that's pretty much how that works. So responsibility, or the ability to respond, in my definition, really means thinking about who is the person that you need to become in order to have the things you have. And ultimately, this is even more important, because what I've discovered From being an entrepreneur for 15 years, building multiple six and seven-figure companies, the biggest thing I've realized is that the things that I thought I wanted, the material successes, the money, freedom, lifestyle, cars, whatever you name it, I always thought they were the goal or they were the best thing, they were the rewards in doing all this. But the more and more I've done this, I realize that those things are great, but they're secondary. The real biggest reward for me has been becoming the person I needed to become. In other words, who I became was the biggest reward, which was even better than the things I gained. It wasn't the things I gained, it was who I became. And the version of myself now with the emotional resilience, the higher perspective, the ability to not stress about things in life I would have stressed about before, having the wisdom, the knowledge, respect of my peers, the confidence to do new things, the outlook on life, who I became ultimately was the biggest reward. And it's also the strategy to get there. So again, we tend to think that when I get those things I want, then I'll be like that champion. But it's not. And this is why even Muhammad Ali, the greatest boxer who ever lived, always said, I am the greatest. I am the champion. I am the greatest. He said that to himself for years and to anyone who would listen before he manifested himself becoming the world champion. That's how this all works. That's how manifestation works in that sense. You have to work hard to become the person with the mindset and the beliefs and the perspective and the response that they would have. Do the things that they would do, and then you'll have the things that they would have. One more example of this is that people get confused when they hear about like law of attraction or manifestation, things like that. And they get a lot of conflict in the fact that they say, well, if I want to have a seven-figure business or I want to be wealthy, everyone seems to tell me that I have to work really hard and work really long hours. And they say, but I don't want to do that. I just want to, you know, go with ease and flow and dance around and do whatever. And that, again, is another misnomer, because that just means you're not looking, you don't perceive, quote, hard work the same way as the majority of seven to eight figure entrepreneurs do, or at least the first time they reach that kind of money. You see, pretty much 99.9% of people that work hard at something, they achieve that wealth because they work their butt off. The difference is, I will happily work for 6 hours, 10 hours, sometimes 12 hours a day, nonstop on something. I will happily do that. I don't see that as, quote, hard work. I don't see that, it doesn't feel like a grind to me, because my response to that is different. The same way that if you really love what you're doing and you're so in flow doing it, you can easily do it for 12 hours. I bet most people listening to this could easily play video games for 10 hours if they had to. So that sounds like a grind to me because I don't play video games. I'm like, how could you sit there for that long and do that? Wouldn't you get bored? Wouldn't you get uncomfortable? Wouldn't you feel unproductive? But people that play video games for 10 hours straight, they're in total flow. It's not a grind at all to them. They're in heaven for 10 hours. Same way in business, or whether you're a crypto investor or an entrepreneur or a freelancer or whatever you do, the people that work the most and work the longest usually love it the most. They enjoy it the most. They get into the flow the most. And if they don't necessarily like all parts of it, they change their perspective and say, well, what could I focus on this that I do like? And that's what pulls them through. So again, they just respond differently to that and they put the work in. And they have changed their response to it so they don't see it as super hard work. Again, it's the same principle. So again, if the thought of being that person who would have the outcome you want scares you, or you can't even step into that person's frame for one day of your life, that's telling you you're not ready to operate at that level, and the universe is not going to give it to you. It's not going to give you the opportunities, the circumstances, the events, and the people that would lead to that happening step by step. So again, you need to operate at a higher level and, for example, say, what is the version, what is the description of the champion who has the thing that I want? And if it helps you, get an outside inspiration. We call this a totem. And that means find a figure, which could be a real life person that you admire or even a fictional person, and use that person as an avatar or a totem to say, like, how would that person act in this situation? Christian people have done this for aeons with Jesus, right? What would Jesus do? So you can use that same strategy if maybe you look up to someone like Dwayne Johnson or a champion bodybuilder who you're aspiring to win competitions like, or a successful entrepreneur who you want to be like, and you want the kind of success they have. You want to look at that person and say, like, what would that person do right now in this situation? Would they see this as a challenge, or would they see this as an opportunity? Would they complain about this? Would they be sitting in their underwear watching Netflix right now? Would they be scrolling the internet watching porn? And you'll come very quickly to realize, like, those people, 99% likely, would not be doing those things. So that's your cue to now choose and say, well, I can keep doing this destructive habit, which could be watching porn, binging Netflix, doing something useless, or even just having a bad response to something, feeling bad about something rather than feeling grateful about it. And you get the opportunity to choose. Say, well, I can keep being me who responds this way, and that's why I have the results that I have in life, because I'm thinking this way. So I'm doing these things, which means I'm getting the outcomes that I get that I'm not happy with. Whereas the ultimate version of me, the person that has this result, they would not think the same way as I do. They would not think it's okay to sit and watch porn all day. They would not think it's okay to, you know, be a bitch and complain about this thing. And what they would be doing then, therefore, is they'd be getting up, they'd be doing this, they'd be making a change, they'd be doing something productive. And therefore, you get to choose now, do I want to be like that? Go and do those things. And if you can just maintain that, if you can be like the person and do as the person would, the best version of you, or a totem that you look up to, if you can be like them, which means think and have the same perceptions as them, respond to situations like them, and then you do what they would do, if you be as they would and you do as they would, you will get what they get. And it might take a few days, might take a few weeks, even a few months, but you'll start to see the evidence. But if you cannot even adopt that avatar, if you can't even think and act the way that person would, the best version of you would, for 30 days in a row, you are not ready to have the lifestyle or the results that that version of you has. You're simply not ready for it because it's not you. You're pretending to be that person, but you can't actually keep up with it. It's not even a habit yet. And that's why you're never going to have the results. So it's pretty simple when you break it down, but this is literally how it works. We get the whole life creation thing completely backwards. We have been told that, hey, if I want to have the thing, if I want to get the thing, I need to do certain things for it. And then once I've done those things and got the thing, then I can be a certain way. So if I just do X, Y, Z, and then I get the thing, you know, then I'll be happy, then I'll be content, then I'll be confident. But it has to be the other way around. How you create life, how you make something different in life, how you change your life is the complete opposite way around. You have to act as if you were that person first, which means believe as they would believe, perceive as they would perceive. Then you will act and do as they would. And in the beginning, it's going to be uncomfortable. You might not enjoy doing those things in the beginning. You might not like having to give up Netflix or porn and start doing 4 hours of deep focused work every day. You might not like it that your dopamine receptors are out of control and are begging you to draw you back into short-term temptations, and you have to fight those urges off. But that's the difference. Successful people who operate at the highest level are in the 1% of life because they don't eliminate dopamine. They just have their dopamine responses set to achieving long-term gratification. They are in love with the process that they derive more satisfaction from being that way and doing those things that are productive, and therefore then having the things that come with it. They did it long enough so that they have that positive feedback loop. If you're stuck, though, in a constant cycle of scrolling, Netflix, porn, gossip, complaining, these are all things that, again, come from your dopamine centers because you have conditioned yourself to think and act a certain way. So I'm going to wrap that up right there, but that's my thoughts on that. So again, if you want the outcomes and the rewards, you have to take up the responsibilities that come with it. Let me know how this helps you. Let's start a discussion. Message me below on Instagram. Let me know your biggest takeaways from this podcast. And if you like more mindset and let's say personal development, mindset content like this, let me know, and I'll definitely put more out for you.